Okay, let's dive in. We've received some really fantastic insider information about an exciting event coming up right here in Waterloo.
Yeah, that's right. We got the full picture straight from the source, actually.
Exactly. Based on our conversation with Jason, who's the founder and chair of the Locally Connected Community Hub, we have the rundown on something pretty special happening over at Home Depot.
And this deep dive, it's all about the Make, Take, and Connect DIY Wooden Canadian Flag Workshop.
Right. So mark your calendars if you're local. It's happening Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. The time is 6 to 9 in the evening.
And location-wise, we're talking the Home Depot in Waterloo, the one on King Street. It's, a pretty good spot for this kind of hands-on thing.
Okay, now here's a key bit.
Yeah.
If you actually want to build one of those wooden flags yourself, you definitely need to register.
Yeah, registration is required for the build. Our source, Jason, mentioned the first 200 registrations are guaranteed a spot. So you get the tools, the materials, the whole deal.
And it sounds family-friendly, too. Families, kids, you can register together, make it a group thing.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting, I think, is how this event isn't just the workshop. It's like part DIY project, part community meetup, part almost like a mini trade show.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So today we're going to break down what you can actually expect, beyond just making the flag.
Right. And who's behind it? The Locally Connected Community Hub. Plus, a bit about Home Depot itself in Canada, just for context.
And of course, some practical tips. If you're thinking of heading down there, consider this your essential insider's guide.
Exactly. So that main activity, the DIY wooden Canadian flag. It sounds fun, right? Making something you can take home.
Definitely a cool keepsake. But yeah, like you said, there's more going on. What about these vendors?
Okay, so the info we got highlights a pretty significant vendor presence. Manufacturers, too.
Meaning you can actually see and maybe even try out tools.
That's the idea. Learn about, test out leading handheld renovation tools and products. We're talking some big names.
Like who?
Well, the list we have includes Milwaukee, DeWalt, Ryobi, the power tool guys.
Okay, yeah.
Then Glidden and Behr for paints and stains, Rainbird for irrigation, Scotts Miracle-Gro, they cover lawn, garden, pest stuff, even soilless gardening now.
Wow, okay. Quite a range.
And Stella Jones for treated lumber, plus WD-40 lubricants, rust removal, all that.
And Jason mentioned more might even be confirmed.
Yeah, the store manager is apparently still locking down a few more, so it's not just a few tables tucked in a corner,
No, it sounds like a real opportunity to interact. That seems to be the key thing our source emphasized.
Exactly. You can actually ask questions, get insights from the vendor reps, and there'll be contractors on site too.
So if you're stuck on a project or wondering about a specific tool, this is the time to ask.
Precisely. Get that expert advice right there. And speaking of experts and pros, there's something specific for contractors too.
Ah, yes, the Home Depot Pro Extra Membership and Rewards Program. They'll have info on that.
They will. It's geared towards, well, contractors, obviously, but also maybe serious DIYers or businesses buying a lot.
And the benefits sound pretty solid. Our source mentioned eligible contractors might even get qualified business leads.
Yeah, that's a big one. Plus, earning back rewards up to 4% quarterly on purchases, and an extra 1% if you link a Home Depot credit card.
Okay, that adds up.
And the paint rewards seem quite generous, up to 20% back, specifically 10-20% extra on top of base rewards if you spend over 2 grand on brands like Behr and Glidden.
And Baron Glidden will be there at the event.
Right. They're even setting up a dedicated Home Depot commercial tent just for contractors to get all the details on this program.
So it really is multi-layered. Workshop, expo, business info, and some hospitality too.
Yeah, light refreshments, which is always nice, and chances to win door prizes. Standard event stuff, but good to have.
Absolutely. And there's a charitable side to this as well.
Very much so. They'll be accepting cash donations there for One Roof Youth Services.
And One Roof is a really important local organization here in Waterloo region, right?
Totally. The info we have highlights their work since 1988, supporting youth aged 12 to 25 who are experiencing or at risk of homelessness, safety, support, well-being.
And this isn't just a random connection, is it? The organizers, the locally connected community hub.
Right. Jason mentioned their hub actually had a team in the Ultimate Bowling Fundraiser just last month.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, raising money for hockey helps the homeless Waterloo region, and One Roof was a beneficiary of those funds too. So this event continues that support. It shows a real commitment from the hub.
That's great context. It really ties the community aspect together.
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit more about the Locally Connected Community Hub itself. They're partnering with Home Depot for this.
Yeah, and their story is pretty cool. It started, believe it or not, just over 8 years ago, back in January 2017.
And how did it start?
Just a simple Facebook post on a local Waterloo neighborhood page. The idea was basic. Just bring neighbors together.
And now, it's clearly grown way beyond that one post.
Oh, massively. Jason told us they now operate through 7 active chapters across Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, Gulf, Woolwich Township, Stratford, and area, even down into the Niagara region.
7 chapters. Wow. How many people are involved?
Over 2,000 people now. Their role is described as being a catalyst for community development.
And their vision.
It's about making communities more inclusive, safe, welcoming places, you know, to live, work, play, shop, the whole package.
That really fits the vibe of this Home Depot event then, bringing people together.
Exactly. And the participants, they come from everywhere. Entrepreneurs, stay-at-home parents, retirees, young professionals. Basically, anyone just looking to feel, well, more connected.
So this workshop is designed specifically for that. Learn something new, make something, mix and mingle. Casual setting.
Yeah. And it's, I think, pretty compelling to see a huge national retailer like Home Depot working so closely with a group that literally started with one Facebook post.
It does underscore that potential for local connection, doesn't it? Even with big corporations.
Definitely. Which actually might be a good moment to add a little context about Home Depot in Canada.
Good idea. Right. Just some background on their presence here.
Okay, so they first came to Canada back in 1994. They actually bought Aikenhead's Home Improvement Warehouse.
Oh, I remember Aikenhead's. They were owned by Molson then, right?
That's the one. Home Depot started mostly in the GTA, grew really fast. First Western store was Edmonton, also in 94.
And the Waterloo store we're talking about.
That one opened in 1998. By 2000, they already had nearly 60 stores across Canada.
Quite the expansion.
Yeah, and they hit their 100th Canadian store in Thunder Bay back in 2003. And, you know, these stores are huge.
Oh, yeah. Massive.
Average is over 100,000 square feet inside, plus maybe 20,000 square feet outside. And they stock, like, up to 40,000 different products.
And they tailor that stock, right, to the local community.
Apparently so. Which is interesting. Today, they're considered Canada's leading home improvement retailer. 182 stores, 10 provinces, over 30,000 employees.
Canadian headquarters is in Toronto?
Yep. And they've invested a lot here. Infrastructure, warehousing, their whole digital side.
Thinking about that scale. It kind of explains how they can host something like this workshop. You know,
yeah.
Provide space, materials, attract those big vendors.
Exactly. That capacity, partnered with the grassroots energy of the Locally Connected Community Hub, that's what makes this event potentially quite impactful.
For sure. Okay, so practically speaking, if people are thinking of going, maybe already registered, our source Jason gave some helpful tips.
Right, the practical stuff. First, what to wear. Casual is the word. Jeans, t-shirts.
Especially if you're doing the flag workshop, right? Working with tools.
Yeah, you want to be comfortable, able to move easily. Makes sense.
And the vibe. Focus on positive interactions.
Yeah, basically come ready to have a good time, connect with people, make it a positive experience for everyone involved.
Good advice. And definitely talk to the vendors.
Absolutely. Don't be shy. They're there specifically to answer questions, show off their latest stuff. So make the most of that.
And that reminder, again, for any contractors listening.
Right. Check out that dedicated Home Depot commercial tent. That's your spot for info on becoming eligible, getting leads, bulk discounts, all those pro benefits.
Okay. And if people want to learn more or maybe help spread the word?
Couple of things. If you're on Facebook, sharing the meetup event page helps boost attendance.
Easy enough.
And you can follow the Locally Connected Community Hub. Just search their full name on Facebook and Instagram.
Good to know. Now, what about if you did register for the flag making, but something comes up and you can't go?
Ah, important point. Please, please decline the calendar invite if you can't make it.
Because there might be a waiting list.
Exactly. Jason expects one, given the limited spots for the actual build. So declining, let someone else grab that spot. Good community etiquette.
Makes sense. And websites.
Yep. Locallyconnected.ca for the hub and homedepot.ca for Home Depot, obviously.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the big picture here for you, the listener? This Make, Take, and Connect workshop on June 18th at Home Depot Waterloo.
Well, it just sounds like a really unique blend of things. A chance for families, individuals to do something fun and hands-on.
Make that cool flag.
Yeah, and connect directly with industry experts, local contractors, meet neighbors.
And support a really vital local charity, One Roof Youth Services.
All brought together by this interesting partnership between, you know, a huge retailer and a dedicated community group.
It really does feel like a prime example of community building happening, maybe, where you don't always expect it. Turning a store into a hub.
Yeah, a hub for connection, learning, and doing some local good.
It's quite something. When you think about that journey, like you said, from just one Facebook post trying to connect neighbors.
An event hosted by Home Depot involving major brands, supporting youth services. It really speaks to the power of local initiative.
And collaboration. So if you're nearby and looking for something engaging, hands-on, community-focused, that evening, Wednesday, June 18th, 2025.
Definitely check out the details we've laid out. Sounds like it could be a really worthwhile evening.
And maybe a final thought to leave you with.
Yeah.
Just thinking about those everyday spaces in your own community, you know, the places you go all the time, maybe stores, maybe parks.
Mm-hmm.
Could any of those become catalysts for connection, for learning, for local good? Like we're seeing here with Home Depot and the locally connected community hub.
Yeah.
Something to think about.